Is there anybody out there from Wales? Oh, go on then, quick burst of Land of Our Fathers, you're on. That's enough. Right, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter where you're from, you're going to love this next band, ladies and gentlemen. There's seven very, very talented young musicians giving a fresh and vibrant sound to traditional Welsh music, breathing new life into the old traditions. Will you please welcome on stage, Callan!
sound checked with my heels on. Prynhawn da, Crocodi. Prynhawn da, good afternoon. It is so amazing to see so many people. I don't think I've ever seen so many people in one place. Anyway, we are Canan, and we're Welsh, and we play Welsh traditional music and sing Welsh traditional songs. For the next one, I would actually, whether I like it or not, I'm actually going to introduce my old man to the stage. Hugh Williams on the guitar. To join me, anyway, there we go, Dad, here's your applause. to join me in singing a beautiful Welsh love song called Gwydir Glas.
Thank you. Jones. I hear Williams. Thanks very much. Yeah, hello. All right, we'd like to invite another guest on the stage now. He's just been on tour in Spain with a band called the Haggis Horns, and now he's here this afternoon to play for you at Cropperty. The fantastic drummer. Please, can you make some noise for Alex Moller? We're going to play for you now a set of Welsh traditional slip jigs.
Wales is a lot colder, and our instruments are not used to any kind of heat whatsoever. Are we good?
home of Fairfoot Convention, because we have a surprise for you, a very, very dear friend of the band, who's helped us from the year naught, really, of Callan, is Martin Alcock. And I'd like to introduce him now for this next number for Callan Dean Dyke. Woo! Mark produced both our albums, Bling and Jonah, and at 5:15 we'll be over signing albums if you would like to purchase one over at the tent over there. Yeah, any boarding pass as well, we're happy to sign. So this is an original one now, a song which Bethan wrote called Can a Dean Doyth.
Seen one? This is a traditional Welsh pibgorn.
It doesn't venture out of Wales very often. You're
about to hear why.
In a minute.
Anyway, wherever you like, come in. I'll sign this for you if you like as well. So we're going to do some more original stuff now. This is a tune that Bethan wrote, and we've named the set after the band, so this is Calla.
Back on you and play another song. It's not my intention to travel with these young people, you know. It's just Mark didn't want to play on his own in the crash, so to speak. And I've been traveling a while with these people, filling in because we didn't have a guitarist for a while, but I actually manage this band. And I have no idea what planet these young people are on. Do you know? They sit in the back of my car just tapping things like this. And they asked me, you can't say to them, did you see that documentary on the Sex Pistols the other night? Because they said to me, who are the Sex Pistols? It's a disgrace, isn't it? It's appalling. Dear me, not knowing your musical heritage is absolutely appalling. So And also, I must say, this is my daughter here. Yeah, it's not good. I'm having a daughter in a band, you manage, I tell you. The others just do what I tell them to do. Will she? No, she will not. So I'm going to play a tune, which a song which I wrote for Canon to play. By the way, I am wearing the official Canon T-shirt, which I invented myself. This is mine. I designed this. Go on, have a picture of that. And it says, Super Callan, Arterific, Celtic and Ferocious. I was quite proud of that until someone pointed out, Hugh, you must be getting old because that's a dad joke. So not only have I done a dad joke, I've printed it on a T-shirt and I'm selling it for 10 quid. Isn't that depressing? Oh, they are available, by the way, over there, in the T-shirt place. But I tell you what I'm telling you, do come and buy one, because the thing is, these are students, and they're mostly skint, you know? And the more CDs and T-shirts you buy, the less money I have to give her. And also, what I'd like you to do, if you could please come over, and you are over 50 years of age, please do come over and talk to me. Because it's getting really bad now, you know? So if you don't want to buy anything, just come out over and say, look, can I just do this? Because this winds it up. I haven't told them what it is, right? And I'm not going to. Sorry, gang, this is not my show, is it? But I don't care. You ready? I'm going to shout something. Those of you my age above will know what to do. They don't know what it is, but it's great. Here we go. Cracker Jack!
This is on our brand new CD also, and this is actually the title track of the album. This song's called Jonah. Crazy. Give me half a day of loving till the morning. I don't care. Wherever you are, you won't tell me in your own little world somewhere. Who needs to know the place you go to when those daydreams steal you away? Pick up your fiddle and play. Being in such a lovely crowd this afternoon, which has helped my nerves no end. We're going to. Oh, yes, got a sympathy now. We're going to move on to a clog dance, a traditional Welsh clog dance. My dad taught me to clog dance when I was very young, but he taught me everything I know, but I am yet to teach him everything I know. And he still thinks that he's better than me. So now we're going to find out, and it's for you to decide.
I want you to watch very closely, because when they finish the clog off, we'll do an audience clapometer, that's the word, clapometer. So be prepared. Or even whilst it's going on, you're welcome to applaud as necessary. Right, here we go.
We got here one. Applaud now.
He's just had a lot more years of practice, Beth, and I wouldn't worry about it. Right, we're going to move on to some more tunes now. This is a set called the Swansea Hose Pipe. Not hornpipe. It's not a typo. When you pick up the album later, it's not a typo.
Finish with maybe some more instrumental and some more dancing. So this is a Welsh folk song called Blood Out Blwyddyn. Can you just give me 2 seconds?
It's hard work, all this dancing and singing and playing, isn't it, Beth?
She's been busy, actually.
You've been busy.
Thank you. Thank you once again for being so lovely this afternoon. We're going to welcome everyone back on, Matt and Alex, for our last one. This one is called The Dancing Snack, but before we actually go to play it, I would just like to introduce everyone on the stage very quickly. We have had Sinos Jones on the harp from North Wales, and her sister Al Edward Jones. Thank you very much. We've had Angha Jenkins, the lady from Swansea. Patrick Grimes on the fiddle here. Alex Marler on the drums. We've been lucky enough to welcome Martin Alcott back to the stage. Sam Huntley's on the guitar. Thank you very much.
There we are, Callum! One more time, let's hear it for Callum, everybody! Fantastic, thank you! Brilliant. We've got a bit of a big turnaround coming up, but before we actually let the boys get on with that, I've got to say that we've got the Cropperty Scout Group coming round the field with a blanket collecting pennies or any loose change that you might have. Please give generously, ladies and gentlemen, to the Cropperty Scout Group, who clear up all our rubbish out of the field and work incredibly hard. Give them a round of applause and give them a few pennies as well. The Cropperty Scout Group to clean the whole village for us in the field. So if you see them coming round, do please give them a couple of pennies. And Hannah, is that... where's Hannah? Hannah, it's her birthday today. She was coming to enjoy herself, but she got roped in as a member of the crew, and apparently she's worked absolutely incredibly hard. So give a cheer for Hannah. It's her 17th birthday today. And thanks for all your work, Hannah. Give her a cheer, please. That's lovely. Good. Well, we got that one. Here's a quick one. We'll do a couple of quick ones while we can. We've got somebody... Happy birthday. Oh, he's a mariner. Vaughan Whitley, who works on a submarine. It's his birthday today, and he's mooring up, apparently, on the canal outside the shop. So be careful. Happy birthday, Vaughan. Watch where you're standing. Right, okay. That's it from us for a minute. Don't forget Catherine House when you're passing. Don't forget Auntie Shell's Be Kind. Buy a raffle ticket there when you can. And we'll see you in a little while. We've got some raffle prizes and some winners coming up. But we're all winners at Cropperty. We'll see you in a few minutes. Thank you very much. Here we go.